From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin talking with Joel Shoemaker. He's directing Eureka College's production of August, Osage County. It runs next week, Tuesday through Saturday, with performances in the Pritchard Theater. Joel, good to have you here.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So in addition to directing this show, you're also an alum of Eureka College. Is that right?
That's correct. I graduated from Eureka in 2006 with a major in elementary education and a minor in theater arts and drama.
So what's it like to go back to the campus several years later, only this time not as a student, but as the director of their production?
It's very interesting and it's a lot of fun. I take a lot of pride in my education from Eureka. I had a lot of fun in the theater program specifically. And I have been back actually maybe three or four times as an actor. Since then, they do open auditions, which is a really nice thing, I think, for that program and that size of school. And so it's beautiful to be back as a director. It's profoundly interesting to be on the other side of the table in a theater that I spent so much time on as an actor.
And you mentioned that you were back as an actor a couple of times. I think you were back there last year for Godspell Superstar?
That's right, Godspell. Yeah, Chip Joyce directed Godspell as the guest director last year, and I participated in that production, and now I'm their guest director.
Is that how the gig came up?
No, that's an interesting question. At Homecoming 2 years ago, Holly Roki, the head of the theater program, just sort of sidelined me and asked me and told me, really, that I should direct there. And I thought it was a really interesting suggestion because I don't really have any directing experience. And I was terrified by the prospect. And I believe I said that's a bad idea and no at first. But the weirdest things work out.
And why this particular show? Why August Osage County?
It's another really interesting question. I've loved this production from the moment it was basically put on the shelves randomly at Borders. In 2007, I believe. And I read it all in one night. And I remembered thinking at the time that this is the perfect production. To me, it was the perfect script. But there were so many reasons and excuses that I could immediately come up with for why it should never be done around here. The amount of resources that you would need to be able to pull off something so massive, it seemed insurmountable. And it was something that I passed off. Just something that I assumed would never be an opportunity for me. But it's such a beautiful script. When Holly Roki asked me to direct, she said I had a choice between the contemporary piece or the musical, and I wasn't going to direct a musical. Mm-hmm. So I began thinking that if I was going to direct, having no directing experience per se, it needed to be something that I could become an expert in. And if it was something that I was going to spend that much time on, you know, it's been about 2 years in the making, really. It needed to be a script that compelled me that much. And this was the only thing I could really come up with.
And for those who don't know the show, it's an ensemble piece. It's a family drama. And it feels to me like it has a lot of parallels with maybe Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. It's sort of, you know, this dynastic, dysfunctional family.
Absolutely. It is the dysfunctional family. And I think that's part of the beauty of it is it's very, very contemporary, but it's also very, very realistic. I think when Tracy let his mother read it, his mother said, "You were very kind to my mother," which is astonishing if you see the play or the movie adaptation about how horrible this woman, this matriarch, is, and the reasons for that and the repercussions for it. I think it's really beautiful.
There was a movie made of this play about a year or two back. Did that give you any pause, or did you think, well, maybe now more people will know this story and will be interested in coming out and seeing the show?
I thought the latter. I thought that because it was made into a movie, and the movie's only 2 hours long, so there's a lot missing from the movie, but the movie was also adapted by the playwright, so it's very faithful to the script and faithful to the story, and it's a wonderful movie, I think. But there's a lot. The movie, for instance, they had to do exterior shots, obviously. But in the play, the true play is the family is contained in that house. You know, they can't escape the house. And I think that's really part of the beauty of the script and why I don't think it works better as a play. I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but it's different as a play.
The cast calls for a really wide age spread of characters. I think the youngest character is 14 or 15,
that's
and
right.
the oldest is about 70. And,
that's right.
And you're doing this with a production of college students, so I'm guessing most of them are about 20 years old. So do you spend a lot of time working with them to, you know, to help them find the ages of the characters that they're trying to portray?
One of the biggest challenges of the production, I think, and there are many, many challenges, but one of the largest ones was how to get someone in their 20s to understand what it's like to be someone in their 70s when you are someone in your 30s. Do you know what I mean? Like, that seems impossible. And so we just observed and we kept working on it. And one of the things that I tell the cast every single day is that your performance can be better than it was yesterday, no matter how good it was. And so we really talk about those nuances and how can you be more believable. But at the same time, the audience has to come into a production like this and be somewhat forgivable.
So this is, in many ways, your first time out as a director. I'm curious, what have you learned about the process that maybe you didn't know going in? Like, what was the biggest surprise? What don't they tell you when you agree to be a director that you wish you had known a year ago?
They don't tell you that you're in charge of absolutely every decision, which should be obvious, right? But to someone like me who only sees really big pictures, the minutiae of directing is so interesting. And it's not something that, you know, a lot of people may ask me if I'll ever direct again, and I never know what to say, because it's not no from me, but it's really, really different from anything that I'm used to, even from teaching and being in charge of my own library or something like that. You know, it's completely its own thing, and it's not like anything else that I've encountered. And I think it's the details that are really interesting.
What's been the best part of the experience so far?
The best part of the experience is having seen this production 27 times so far. There are so many twists and turns of plot that I think it's impossible to catch everything from one viewing. And I've lived with this play in production basically for a year and a half, maybe more or less, planning and reading and rereading and watching things and interviews and reading about what Tracy Letts was thinking and going through and all of this. And I still find something new to love about the play every time I see it.
One of the things that I enjoyed about many of the college productions I've seen around here is that I think there's something about college actors that there's a level of excitement. There's sort of an immediacy and an energy to what younger performers bring.
Yes.
Have you found that to be the case as well?
Yes, and even more, it's so beautiful to me to see how engaged they are in the process and how willing they are, how hard they're working. It's not something that you don't see in another format, but it's something that I think it's not homework for them. They don't get a grade at the end of the day. And college students, I mean, they have a full course load, right? Mm-hmm. And jobs and all of this. And it's very impressive to me to see how into the process they are and how willing they are to do basically whatever I ask them to do.
Now, I have to admit, I haven't read the script, but I've seen synopses of it and I've read portions of it. The sense that I get is that one of the things that really carries this production is the conflicts between the family members. These are rivalries and disputes that go back years and years and years. Can you talk a little bit about some of these characters and their relationships and the conflicts that puts on stage?
Yeah. So the play starts right away with the patriarch of the family, and it's just him and this houseworker that he's hired to sort of take care of the matriarch, his wife. And that's how the play starts. And then it immediately jumps into the patriarch's disappearance, and that's basically what the whole play is about. So it jumps right away into that, but from a very interesting prologue. And the prologue, it has to be one of my favorite things because it sets the play up in such a way that I've never seen anything else, right? And then it jumps right into this immense drama about where is this man? And that's what basically the whole story is about, and then how the family unravels because of it. And so there's the mother and then her sister, and the mother has three daughters, and they all basically have significant others in some way. And the relationships just keep getting more and more interesting. There's one child that gets brought in, well, two children, but one is actually a child, 14, as you said. Nobody really seems to like each other, but everybody seems to love each other kind of a thing. It's like any family I've ever really experienced or thought about. I mean, my family certainly is a little bit healthier than this one, but nevertheless, that is of interest to me, is how realistic it is, and yet that may add to the drama of it.
You know, it's surprising. I mean, it sounds like the cast of this show is 10 people, 11 people?
13. Yep, 13.
And within the context of a two-hour show, that's a lot of people. It sounds like the playwright does a really good job of making sure that each of those 13 characters is fully fleshed out and has his or her own reason for being in the script.
Yes, the characters are very well developed. I mean, I'm not underestimating it when I say I think it's the perfect script, and I think that's what draws me to it. I've read a lot of plays, and you know, we are always doing Our Town around here, it seems like, or something like that, and I wonder why, and I think to myself, like, there are plays like this out here that need to be performed in some way, even though, again, it's a great challenge, but it's worth doing. And yes, the playwright is extremely good at fleshing these characters out completely. Nothing is missing from their lives.
And when you say the play is a challenge, do you mean that it's a challenge in terms of the material? Is it a challenge technically? What's the challenge that you found in this production?
I think both. It's some heavy material, and it's some heavy material for college students, and it's some heavy material certainly for someone that's never directed before. And so it definitely has those challenges. But also, you're right, I mean, the technical aspects of the production are somewhat mammoth as well. And Eureka's Pritchard Theater is not a big place. It's a very small black box. We'll seat just over 100 people a night, and I hope it fills up because it really deserves to be seen. These kids have worked incredibly hard, and this crew has as well.
We've been talking with Joel Shoemaker, the director of August August, Osage County at Eureka College. Performances are Tuesday through Saturday of next week. Joel, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
The Bradley Community Chorus is also presenting its spring concert this weekend, Four Centuries of American Music. There's music of Aaron Copland and George Gershwin, spiritual arrangements by Moses Hogan and the composer William Billings. John Jost conducts. That concert is Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Dingledine Music Center. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. And if you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.